And so, how is your faith? How is my faith? How is our faith? What step of faith is God calling us to make today? We're in different places in our journey with God, and it may be that you are exploring the Christian faith. On our notice sheet, we have details of an Alpha course, which is beginning in February, and that will be just right for you. And perhaps God is calling you to take that step today, to say, yes, I'm going to find out more about the Christian faith. Perhaps we've struggled in our walk with God, and God is calling us to take a step of faith back to Him. Perhaps we recognize that He's calling us into something new, something different. And maybe it's to let His light shine through us in a new way as we engage in God's mission. What is the step that God is calling you to make today? Let's just spend a few moments in quiet while we reflect on that. And then I'm going to lead us in some prayers. Our God shows Himself to be faithful and trustworthy. We can put our faith in Him and know that He will not let us down. Maybe that the journey looks very different to the one that we were expecting. Nevertheless, He walks with us. As we come to God in prayer now, there's a response that I would like you to make. I've split this into four sections, and the response to make is, Lord, we trust in You. So when you hear me start saying that, if you do feel that you can echo that and put your trust in God, say with me, Lord, we trust in You. Let's try that together now. Lord, we trust in You. Father, we thank You for Mary's faith. Thank You that she had just that one question. And thank You that she also said, let it be to me according to Your words. We thank You for her faith and celebrate it. And we pray that You would help us to make our own steps of faith today. We say together, Lord, we trust in You. Lord, we pray for our world. So struck by a story of a pack of Tesco charity Christmas cards which had been produced in China, and a note that was left at the bottom of the pack saying that basically those who were putting it together were working in slave labor conditions. Lord, we pray for child poverty around the world. And we pray for Your presence and Your help for all who suffer. Let justice roll down like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. And we pray that You would help us to live in ways which promote justice for the poorest in our world. We say together, Lord, we trust in You. For our nation and for our political life, As we come to the close of a tumultuous year, and as we recognize the great challenges ahead, we pray for our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and we lift before you the coming elections for Labour and Liberal Democrat leaders. We pray that in these times we would find our security in you as Christian people, with the assurance of your love. We ask that you'd help us to live faithfully, sacrificially, joyfully, and creatively in your world. We say together, Lord, we trust in you. And finally, we pray for ourselves. It's an old Christian chorus that says, for the joys and for the sorrows, for this I have Jesus. Lord, in our own lives, where there is uncertainty, where there is pain, where there is bereavement or illness, or perhaps just weariness, Lord, where there are joys, where there are new opportunities, perhaps new family dynamics, new relationships, new role, new sphere of service. For all of these things, we just gather them up and we lift them to you, and we pray that you would weave yourself into the fabric of our lives and lead us forward. We say together, Lord, we trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.